like for you to get your Bibles out, and I would like for you to turn to two portions of Scripture. First, I'd like you to turn to the Gospel of John, John chapter 15, and we're going to read one verse there, John chapter 15, and then open your Bibles to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 4. So John chapter 15, put a marker there, and then turn to Mark chapter 4. I want to speak with you a message entitled... Get rid of the weeds.
Quita todas las hierbas.
Get rid of the weeds.
Quitarte todas las hierbas.
Let's turn to John 15 first.
Vamos a ir a Juan 15 primero.
And we're going to read one verse there.
Vamos a ir un verso ahí.
And then we'll turn to Mark chapter 4.
Luego vamos a dar la vuelta a Marcos 4.
John 15 and verse 8, it reads this way.
Juan 14 dice en verso
8.
Ocho.
It says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so will you be my disciples. 15:8. I'll read it again in English. It says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit.
Mi Padre es glorificado cuando ustedes dan mucho fruto.
And so you will be my disciples.
Muestran así que son mis discípulos.
Keep note that the Father is glorified when we bear much fruit.
Mantengan en nota que cuando nosotros...
Now turn to Mark chapter 4.
Vamos a Marcos 4.
And I want us to read one verse there for the moment.
Y vamos a leer un verso por el momento.
Chapter 4, verse 7.
Marcos 4, versículo 7.
And we'll read through verse 11. Or verse 9, I mean. But starting at verse 7, it says, and some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop or fruit.
Otra parte de la semilla cayó entre espinos que al crecer la ahogaron, de modo que no dio fruto.
But other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold.
Pero la otra semilla cayeron en buen terreno, brotaron, crecieron, y produjeron una cosecha que rindió el 30, el 60, y hasta el 100%.
And he said to them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
El que tenga oído para oír, que oiga, añadió Jesús.
Let's pray. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you would truly bring your word, Lord God, to life. I pray that, Lord, it would fall on fertile ground within our hearts, and it would bear fruit within our lives. And I thank you for all that you will do. Use this word to speak into all of us. And I ask for it, Lord, in Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen and amen. Jesus, when he was here on the earth,
Jesús, cuando él estuvo aquí en la tierra,
he spoke the word of the Lord.
Predicó la palabra del Señor.
And he used many different stories to tell us kingdom truths.
Y él usó muchas palabras diferentes para el reino del Señor.
In the first portion of scripture that we read,
la primera parte de la escritura que leyeron,
Jesus, in John chapter 15, was describing fruitfulness.
Jesús en Juan 15 estaba describiendo...
About fruitfulness.
Estaba describiendo la abundancia de fruta.
And he used the analogy of branches being connected to a vine.
Estaba usando el ejemplo de las ramas pegándose con otras ramas.
And when you think about it, what he was saying is there's no way for a branch to bear fruit.
Y cuando estaba predicando, él decía que si te pones a pensar que no es posible que una rama pueda dar fruto.
If it's not connected to the vine,
si no está conectada a la vena,
there's no fruit.
No hay fruta.
Because it's disconnected.
Porque está desconectada.
But then Jesus said, "My Father is glorified when you bear much fruit."
Jesús contestó que su Dios, su Padre está glorificado cuando nosotros hablamos de la palabra.
And so what Jesus was saying in essence is that God receives glory when we are fruitful. That God receives glory when we're fruitful.
So Dios recibe la gloria cuando nosotros damos frutos.
Now think about this.
Piensa sobre esto.
Jesus wasn't just talking to the 12.
Jesucristo no estaba hablando nomás a los 12 discípulos.
He was telling all that gathered to listen to him.
Estaba diciendo a todos los que estaban alrededor.
And in Mark chapter 4, he used a different story to say the same thing. However, he used different elements to describe fruitfulness or the lack of fruit. And you'll notice in chapter 4, verse 1, it says in verse 1, he began to teach them by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered there. Yes, 4:1.
De nuevo comenzó Jesús a enseñar a la orilla del lago. La multitud que se reunió para ver era tan grande que él subió y se sentó en una barca.
And so what you can see is that there was a lot of people. And he's talking to them about fruitfulness. And so he talked to them about a sower. Someone that plants the seed. And so this one is scattering seed so as to plant it so that there can be a crop.
Y este plantador estaba tirando las semillas en el suelo.
And Jesus begins to recount the different kinds of soil that the seed fell upon.
Y él está recordando de todas las diferentes partes del suelo.
You'll notice that the seed is the same for all the soil.
Y se dan cuenta, la semilla es la misma que estaban plantando en el suelo.
One seed wasn't better than another.
Una semilla no era mejor que la otra.
It was the same seed. The difference was in the ground.
La diferencia era en la tierra.
And I'm here to tell you,
y aquí estoy para decirles,
that every one of us has a type of soil for the seed to be sown into.
Que cada uno de nosotros tenemos una forma diferente en la tierra.
First, he describes some that fell along the wayside.
Muchos están escribiendo que una de las semillas cayeron en la orilla de la tierra.
It was hard earth.
Era tierra que no estaba blandita.
The ground hadn't been broken up for the seed to be able to be planted.
La tierra no estaba quebrada para que la semilla.
Second, it was described some stony ground.
Después estaba escribiendo un terreno con piedras.
It didn't have a lot of soil.
No tenía mucha tierra.
Well, the way it's actually described is this way.
Y la forma que estaba describida era esta forma.
Is that there was soil on top.
Era de que había tierra arribita.
Just a thin layer of soil.
Una tira muy delgadita arriba.
But right underneath that thin layer are rocks.
Y abajo había mucha piedra.
The third kind is good ground.
La tercera clase era buena tierra.
But there's a lot of thorns around it.
Pero había muchas espigas alrededor de ella.
A lot of weeds.
Muchas hierbas.
And this ground is good enough to grow in.
Y esta tierra era muy buena para que crecieran.
But there's too many weeds around.
Pero había muchas hierbas alrededor.
And so these weeds choke the plant.
So estas hierbas ahogaron a la planta.
They began to overgrow the good seed.
Empezaron a sobrecrecer sobre la buena planta.
It begins to block the light. It begins to steal the air.
Empezó a bloquear la luz. Empezó a sofocar el aire.
And their roots began to take the moisture away from the good seed.
Las raíces empezaron a agarrar todo el agua. Y no agarró suficiente.
All that's necessary for the plant to grow is there.
Todo lo que es suficiente para que la planta creciera, ahí estaba.
But these weeds are choking them.
Pero las hierbas les estaban ahogando.
So that they're starving the plant.
Y estaban las plantas no estaban agarrando todo lo que necesitaban.
And so therefore the plant can't bear fruit.
Y por eso la planta no pudo dar fruto.
But then the last part of soil,
pero la última parte de la tierra,
is good soil.
Era buena parte de tierra.
And this one yields in abundance.
Y esta salió en abundancia.
30, 60, 100 fold.
30, 60, hasta 100%.
And what I want to talk to you today is not about the first piece of soil.
No es de la primera clase de tierra.
Lord willing, there's no one in this place who has a hardened heart towards the things of God.
Dios no quiera y no haya ninguna de esas clases de personas aquí.
The Bible says, for those that are closed-hearted and hard-hearted like that, the enemy comes and takes whatever word there is, and they're distracted and they never come into the fold at all. I just said a lot there.
Dios quiera y no haya gente así porque si no, el Señor no va a poder producir la fruta que necesitamos para nosotros oírla.
The second one is describing those that have no earth or no root.
La segunda está describiendo donde no hay tierra ni donde hay raíces.
But what the Lord placed upon my heart is the third batch.
Pero lo que le puso al pastor es hablar de la tercera.
Is that we need to get rid of the weeds.
Donde necesitamos sacar todas las hierbas.
As we begin our walk with the Lord,
cuando empezamos a caminar con el Señor,
and this happens with all of us,
y esto pasa con todos nosotros.
There's a fire in our hearts for the things of God.
Hay un fuego en nosotros al comienzo para el Señor.
We want to be wherever God is.
Queremos estar donde el Señor está.
Whenever the church doors are open, we're in there.
Cuando las puertas de la iglesia están abiertas, ahí estamos.
Because we want all that God has for us.
Porque queremos todo lo que el Señor nos quiere dar.
We have the radio on Christian programming.
Tenemos el radio puesto en los canales de cristianos.
The TV is on Christian programming.
La televisión está en los programas cristianos.
We're reading the Bible.
Estamos leyendo la Biblia.
We're reading Christian books.
Estamos leyendo la Biblia, libros cristianos.
We're listening to godly Christian music.
Estamos escuchando música cristiana.
And it's like that little seed just growing.
Y somos como esa semillita creciendo.
It is growing and it just has life.
Estamos creciendo y tenemos vida.
And all of us start out that way.
Y todos empezamos así.
And what we need to be careful is for the weeds.
Y tenemos que tener mucho cuidado con las hierbas.
Because this seed is growing.
Porque esta semilla está creciendo.
It's not like the rocky ground.
No es como la tierra.
Nor is it even like the hard earth.
No, es como la tierra que está dura.
It's got good ground.
Tiene buena tierra.
But the weeds are all around it.
Pero las hierbas están todo alrededor.
And what we need to understand is that the enemy wants to sow bad seed all around us. And we need to be careful about that bad seed. For you see, the enemy does not want you to bear fruit. Why doesn't he want you to bear fruit? Because he knows you will give glory to God when you're bearing fruit for him. Satan doesn't want you to glorify the Lord in and through your life. So if he can't steal the seed from your heart, and your roots are growing into the ground instead of no root, he does something else. And he begins to, instead of throwing diabolical or evil things at you, he begins to put around us good things that will distract us. You see, that these weeds that are described here aren't necessarily bad things. These are actually good things. Jesus was asked later on, "What are you talking about, Jesus? What are you talking about, thorns and good ground and hard ground?" So then he explains what he's talking about. And he begins to talk about those where the weeds are. They're like thorny weeds. Don't you just hate when you're walking around this dry stuff that's out there right now? You walk through the weeds, and then you get home and you got all these espinas stuck on you. And some of those little ones that just are stuck everywhere. They're thorns, weeds. In verse 18 of chapter 4, Jesus describes what these weeds are. Verse 18 says, "Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones that hear the word." That's verse 18.
Otros son como los sembrados entre espinos, oye la palabra.
It says, "And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful."
Pero las preocupaciones de esta vida, el engaño de las riquezas y muchos otros malos deseos entran hasta ahogar la palabra, de modo que este no llegue a dar fruto.
Think about it. These things in and of themselves aren't wicked nor evil.
Si piensan, estas cosas por sí solas no son malas.
We all are careful about things in this life, aren't we?
Nosotros todo el tiempo estamos con cuidado con las cosas de la vida.
Most of us are concerned about money.
Muchos de nosotros estamos preocupados por el dinero.
You can't live in this world without it.
No puedes vivir en este mundo sin él.
And then there's desires. We all have desires for things.
Y luego también hay deseos.
And so there's nothing wrong in and of themselves about what Jesus is mentioning here.
No hay nada malo en el deseo de lo que el Señor está hablando con esto.
But Jesus says these things begin to preoccupy that individual.
Pero todas estas cosas empiezan a preocuparte.
That it begins to choke them.
Que los empieza a ahogar.
Or another way to say it is to smother them.
De otra forma de decirlo es de,
to cover them. Cover, smother.
A cubrirte.
And so what happens is it's drawing their attention so much.
Y lo que pasa es que están agarrando tu atención.
It's capturing their interest so much.
Están atrapando tu interés sobre esas cosas.
It's even stealing so much of our time.
Que está robando muchas veces hasta nuestro tiempo.
That the only thing left for spiritual things,
que muchas veces lo que hay de sobra en nuestro espíritu,
is just scraps for God.
Son las obras para nuestro Señor.
When we were first saved,
cuando nosotros de primero fuimos salvados,
we're into God.
Estamos con el Señor.
We're in church.
Estamos en la iglesia.
We're in the Word.
Estamos en la palabra.
We're growing in the Lord.
Estamos creciendo con el Señor.
And Satan sees your growth.
Y Satanás mira tu crecimiento.
He sees in you all kinds of potential to glorify God.
Y mira toda la potencia que tienes para glorificar al Señor.
So he begins to throw in these distractions.
Y empieza a tirarte todas estas distracciones.
He begins to say that you don't have enough.
Y el diablo empieza a decirte que no tienes suficiente.
You've got to live up to the Joneses.
Que tienes que empezar a vivir.
So you've got to get what they have.
Que tú tienes que tener lo que los otros tienen.
And so in order to get what they have, you have to devote more time towards those things.
Y para poder tener todo lo que los demás tienen, tienes que poner más tiempo en eso.
And one of the things that we need to be careful of is that we don't become over busy with things.
Y una de las cosas muy importantes es que no
become over busy, too busy.
No te pongas muy ocupado en estas cosas que no necesitas.
You see, there's nothing wrong with work.
No es nada malo el trabajo.
There's nothing wrong with being careful about things in this life.
No hay nada malo que cuides tus cosas.
But if it's beginning to choke your spiritual life for God, it needs to be dealt with.
Pero si empieza a ahogar la relación que tienes con el Señor, tienes que pararlo.
This is the time that we need to take assessment of our lives.
Este es el tiempo donde tienes que asesorar.
Are there things in my life that are crowding out God?
Donde hay cosas que empiezan a parar la relación que tienes con el Señor.
Am I as on fire for the Lord as I used to be?
Tengo el fuego que tenía antes con el Señor como lo tenía.
And if not, why?
Y si no, ¿por qué?
What's in the way?
¿Qué hay en el camino?
What has my attention?
¿Qué ha capturado mi atención?
What is taking all of my time?
¿Qué es lo que está tomando toda mi atención, a mi tiempo?
We must understand that it's necessary.
Necesitamos entender que es necesario.
To get rid of the weeds.
De quitar todas las hierbas de alrededor.
Those weeds will destroy that plant.
Todas esas hierbas van a destruir la planta.
And this is what we need to be careful of.
Y esto es lo que tenemos que tener mucho cuidado.
You'll notice that it says it choked that plant.
Si te das cuenta, la palabra dice que ahogó la planta.
That it became unfruitful.
Que creció y no pudo dar fruto.
The first two plants never had a chance to bear any fruit.
Las primeras dos plantas nunca tuvieron una chance de dar fruto.
But it's this third set that had the potential but was smothered.
La tercera tuvo la chance de dar fruto, pero fue tapada.
Satan does not want you to bear any fruit.
Satanás no quiere que des fruto.
So if you have turned away from sinful living,
si tú te has dado la vuelta del pecado.
And he knows he's not going to get you to slip and fall into sin.
Y si él sabe que no vas a darte la vuelta y pecar.
He offers you and me busyness.
Te ofrece a ti y a mí, como se dice, estar ocupado todo el tiempo.
Cares of this life.
Las preocupaciones de la vida.
Things that will begin to choke us.
Cosas que empiezan a ahogarnos.
The desire for wealth and riches.
El deseo de tener riquezas y poder.
All of these things can begin to choke out our spiritual lives and we become unfruitful.
Todas estas cosas tienen la potencia de alejarnos del Señor.
And this is where we need to go back and remember how we used to be. Hungry for the Word.
Hambrientos de la palabra.
Desirous of prayer.
Deseo de oración.
Longing for Jesus.
Deseando al Señor.
Praying.
Orando.
Listening.
Escuchando.
Going hard after Jesus.
Yendo fuerte detrás del Señor.
And as you go hard after Jesus,
y si tú vas fuerte detrás del Señor,
I can guarantee this.
Te garantizo esto.
You will begin to bear plenty of fruit.
Vas a empezar a dar fruta.
It describes 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
Describe como el tercer 30%, 60%, hasta 100%.
It's actually a rare thing for it to be in the 100-fold.
Y es una cosa muy rara cuando das hasta 100%.
But it is possible.
Pero sí es posible.
But whatever aspect or how fruitful you will be doesn't matter.
El aspecto de cómo vas a ser fructífero.
If you're on the 30-fold side or the 100-fold, be fruitful for God.
Si estás en el 30% o en el 100%, con que estés dando fruto por Dios.
But remember, there are things out there that want to smother your spiritual life.
Pero recuerda que afuera hay cosas que quieren ahogarte.
And that's where we take assessment before God. What is it, Lord?
Es cuando tenemos que estarnos fijando en qué es lo que estamos haciendo, Señor.
Lord, help me to get some spiritual gloves and uproot those things out of my heart, out of my life.
Y ayúdame a agarrar unos guantes espirituales para sacar todas esas hierbas.
This is pretty serious.
Esto es una cosa muy seria.
But it's possible.
Pero es posible.
God, I want to deal with the weeds.
Señor, ayúdame a encargarme de las hierbas.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you planted a garden this past summer?
¿Cuántos han plantado un jardín este verano?
Huh? Anybody? Good, good. And when you had that garden growing,
y cuando tenían este jardín, creciendo,
what did you do with those crazy weeds that wanted to infest themselves in the garden?
¿Qué hicieron con esas hierbas que estaban alrededor del jardín?
And you got some gloves and pulled them out. Because you want to harvest the fruit.
Porque quieres levantar la fruta.
You want the corn, the radishes.
Quieres agarrar el elote, los, ¿cómo se dice?
Radishes.
Rábanos, los rábanos.
You want those veggies, amen?
Quieres esas frutas, vegetales.
And so you don't want those weeds to grow. They'll kill the plant.
So no quieres esas hierbas ahí porque van a matar la planta.
And so you deal with it.
So es lo que debes hacer.
And that's the way it is for us spiritually.
Y es igualmente con nuestra vida espiritual.
Satan will plant weeds around you.
Satanás va a plantar hierbas alrededor de nosotros.
And some of those things, they're not bad in and of themselves.
Y una de esas, no son malas por sí mismas.
But it's like they say,
pero es como dicen,
too much of anything can become bad for you.
Mucho de algo puede hacerse malo.
Amen. Let's pray. Let's stand.